Good morning, students. I hope you all must have gone through first three lessons in your history textbook. In 1765, the East India Company became Diwan of Bengal. After that, many reforms were introduced by them. In the previous chapter, you studied the Land Revenue Acts introduced by the Britishers. Do you remember when was the Permanent Settlement Act introduced? Yes, you are right. It was introduced in the year 1793. What is the other name of Indigo Rebellion? Yes, you are right. Other name of Indigo Rebellion is Blue Rebellion. It happened in the year 1850s. After reading those three lessons, you understood that the Britishers turned into administrators and introduced several reforms. Because of these reforms, the life of the people in the countryside changed. Now, let us see how life of the people changed in forest areas. We will move on to the next lesson. Lesson 4, Tribals, Dikus and the Vision of a Golden Age. It is Module 1. Colonial rule had affected each and every class of the people, be it rulers, nobles, common people, peasants and artisans or tribals. The tribal life was disturbed in many ways by the colonial rule. There was a significant change experienced by the tribal people after they came into contact with the colonial rule and the outsiders. And the outsiders are described as Dikus by the tribals. Who were those outsiders? We will see in this chapter. The customs and rituals of tribal societies differ from those laid down by the Brahmins. Unlike the caste societies, the societies of tribal did not have the sharp social divisions. Those who belonged to the same tribe shared common ties of kinship. By the 19th century, tribal people in different parts of India were involved in variety of activities. What were the activities? Shifting cultivation, hunting animals, gathering forest produce, herding and rearing animals, settled cultivation. Some tribal communities engaged in shifting cultivation. Shifting cultivation, otherwise known as jhum cultivation. And it is also called by different names in different areas. In this type of cultivation, small patches of land were made cleared of trees. The cultivators burnt the vegetation and spread the ash from the firing, which contained potash to fertilize the soil. They used equipment like axe and hoe for preparing the soil for cultivation. Shifting cultivators found in the hilly and forested tracts of northeast and central India. See the illustration in slide 5. Some tribal groups earned their livelihood by hunting animals and gathering forest produce. The Kones were such community living in the forest of Orissa. Kones, Khonds. They ate fruits and roots collected from the forest and cooked food with the oil they extracted from the seeds of sal and mauva. They used many forest shrubs and herbs for medicinal purpose. Flowers like kusam and palash were supplied to the weavers and the leather workers. What did they do with these flowers? Weavers used these flowers to add color to the cloths, and the leather workers used these flowers to add color to their leather. See the illustration in slide 9 and 10. At times, they exchanged goods, getting what they needed in return for their forest produce. Some of them were engaged in some odd jobs in villages, and some of them wander around in search of work. However, one tribal community was very reluctant to do work, and that was Baigas, B-A-I-G-A-S. The Baigas remained in the forest. They didn't like to go anywhere. So apart from hunting and gathering, there were people involved in pastoralism also. There were some tribal communities where the pastoralists, they were engaged in herding and rearing animals. One Gujjars of Punjab and Lambadis of Andhra Pradesh, they were involved in herding the cattle. Gaddis of Kulu region were the shepherds. Bakkarwals of Kashmir reared goats. And some tribal communities, they like to settle down. So the groups which preferred to settle down instead of moving from one place to another place began to use plough and gradually got rights over the land they lived on. The British officials found settled tribal communities like Gonds, G-O-N-D-S, Gonds, and Santals, S-A-N-T-H-A-L-S, Santals, were more civilized than hunter-gatherers or shifting cultivators. See the illustration in slide 13. The British rule, however, changed the life of the tribal people. The impact of British rule was found in two communities. One was the tribal chiefs and other one was jhum cultivators. So now let us see what happened to the tribal chiefs. The tribal chiefs were considered important people in the tribal society because they controlled their territories. Under the British rule, they lost their administrative power and were forced to follow laws made by the British officials in India. And the jhum cultivators, they faced the problem. Britishers forced them to do settled cultivation, but jhum cultivators, they were so reluctant to do it. The jhum cultivators who took to plough cultivation often suffered because their fields did not produce good yields. The British made effort to settle jhum cultivators, but they could not be very successful due to water scarcity and dryness of soil. At last, the British had to allow them the right to carry on shifting cultivation. Now, it's time to recall what we discussed so far. The customs of tribal society, the livelihood of the tribal people, jhum cultivation, hunter-gatherers, pastoralists, settled cultivators, and the impact of colonial rule. Now, it's time to check your memory. Can you tell me what is the other name of shifting cultivation? Yes, you're right. Other name of shifting cultivation is jhum cultivation. What was the main activity of Cones of Orissa? Hunting and collecting forest produce? Yes, you're right. What do you mean by fallow land? A field left uncultivated for a while in order to restore soil fertility. Yes, excellent, you're right. Now, to make you understand better the main points of the lesson is given in the form of handout. And also, there is a worksheet for you to assess yourself. Please make use of all that. We will continue the lesson in the second module. Until then, goodbye.